This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, if I'm a king, I go, there's a secret for me somewhere. There's a treasure for me somewhere. I just got to keep seeking God. I just got to keep looking. I just got to keep serving. I just got to keep believing that God is going to show up in my life, and I'm going to have a breakthrough around the next corner. That's how my life works when I walk by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is looking for people to become childlike, to be simple and searching for Him. Second thing I want to tell you is if you want to walk in the spirit of revelation and unlock the mysteries of God, you've got to be willing to obey what you learn. You got to obey what you know. Come on, amen. You have to be willing to obey what you know. John 7:17 says this, "If anyone wills to do his will," say that with me, "if anyone wills to do his will," now how many of you know God has a will? Are we in agreement? God has a will. He has a purpose. Somebody say he's got a purpose. He has a plan. He has a will, he has a purpose, and he has a plan. But he said, here's the secret. If any man is willing to do what God wills, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. In other words, this is what he was saying. He was saying there are some things in the kingdom that you will not discover for yourself until you're willing to do what you know to be right. You got to be obedient. You're not going to get the revelation until you're obedient. Amen? Somebody said, can I get a guarantee this is going to work? No, not until you do it. Come on, let it sink in. How many know most of us, we want upfront guarantees before we do anything? We want to know what we're getting into before we get into it. Well, how many of you know when we do that, we remove the faith element from the things of God? Come on, God didn't call you to live a life that's predictable. He called you to live a life of faith. Amen? We don't take anything by faith. We want guarantees in our life. And God said, no. That's not how I operate. If you want to walk in the spirit of revelation, here's what you got to do. You got to be willing to do what you know to do. You got to be obedient. Huh? Clarity concerning the things of God comes from believing and willing yourself to do what you know to do. The more that I'm willing to walk in the light, the more revelation I get, the more that obedience flows out of me, the more I'm going to have. I got to be obedient, amen? How many of you know he continues to give me more light, so I steward the revelation that I have in my life right now? So I see that thing begin to manifest. In other words, I become responsible for the revelation that he gives me. Listen, you can't go from revelation to revelation and from glory to glory unless you're going to be responsible for what God gave you. You can't squander the revelation from God. Hallelujah. Huh? Now listen, God's not going to hold you responsible for things you don't know, but he's going to hold you responsible for things you do know. The principles of God that you do know. There's two kinds of sin in the kingdom that keep us from victory. It's the sin of commission. The things that you do that you know are wrong. Oh, you know what you did? We talked about that last week. Come on, the things that you do. And then there's the sins of omission, meaning there are things that you knew to do, but you never did them. You knew to do right, but you just didn't do right. Huh? The Bible says to him that knows to do good and does not do it, it is sin. Sins of omission. In other words, we miss the mark. Why? Because I have to be willing to do what I know to do. See, listen, you can't get a revelation on forgiveness until you learn how to operate at the level of forgiveness that you know. I can talk about forgiveness all day and you can understand it, but if you're not going to operate in it, then you can't walk in it. You'll walk out of here holding a grudge against somebody, even though you know you shouldn't. Come on, help me, amen? How many know if you come into a real difficult place in your life and all of a sudden somebody does something that's horrible, they violate you or they abuse you, you could never, ever walk out of that offense if you don't learn ahead of time to do the things that you know to do at that level of offense. Otherwise, you're going to get offended. Come on, let it come. Let it come. It's coming. Amen? That means when somebody's offensive to you, you got to be willing to say, well, don't worry about it. It's okay. It doesn't bother me that you wronged me. I walk in forgiveness towards you. I'm not going to hold nothing against you. Because if you do what you know to do, then God's going to give you more revelation when difficult things come to your life. The third thing is, if we're going to walk in the spirit of revelation, then we're going to have to learn to meditate on the Word of God. Somebody say meditate. Meditate on the Word of God. The biblical art of meditation. And I say biblical on purpose because there's a difference between meditation and biblical meditation. Look in Psalm 77. I want you to see this. Psalm 77, verse 6. This will make a lot of sense to you. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. That word meditate right there is the same word that we use to describe a cow that chews its cud. I mean, a cow's got four stomachs. I learned that when I was in the FFA. Cow's got four stomachs. They chew some food and they swallow it into one stomach and then they spit it back up in their mouth and they chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it and they swallow it down into another stomach and spit it back up in their mouth and chew it 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 and chew it, swallow it back down into another stomach, spit it back up in their mouth, chew it some more and then swallow it into the last stomach. That's what that word means. They meditate. They get everything that they can get out of that. That is good for them. Come on, amen? When I meditate in the night, when I meditate in my mind, my spirit is making me chew the cud. It's making me search what it is that God's wanting to show me. I'm letting it play out in my mind. Now listen to me very closely. Eastern meditation, or what the world calls meditation, listen, this is very valuable for you today. What the world calls meditation is they're trying to get you to empty out your mind. Just empty out yourself. Don't have no thought. Don't have no emotion. Come on, that's Eastern meditation. That's not biblical meditation. Amen? Come on, somebody help me. Amen? Biblical meditation says fill your mind with the right stuff. Fill your mind with revelation. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Because how many know if you fill your mind with the right stuff, you won't be full of the wrong stuff? Come on, if you fill your mind with the Word, you won't be full of anxiety. If you fill your mind with the Word, you won't be full of fear. You won't be full of murder. You won't be full of rebellion. You won't be full of justice. You'll be full of the Spirit of God. Come on now. Psalms chapter 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it does he meditate day and night. He meditates on the law of the Lord. And the Bible says the person that does that, he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water, and his leaf will not wither, and he will bear fruit in its season, and whatsoever things he does, he shall prosper. Somebody shout, I got to meditate. Hallelujah. Woo, I've come to tell somebody, if you can just steal yourself from all the voices that are trying to tell you what to do, trying to get you offended, trying to break you down, all the voices trying to talk to you and screaming at you, if you'll just get still and fill your mind with the precious Word of God and sit in His presence and meditate on His Word and meditate on the Lord, then God's going to show up in you in the power of the Spirit and dwell in you richly, and you won't be beat down, you'll be built up. You won't be discouraged, you'll be encouraged. Come on, somebody ought to shout. You don't have to take it. You are an overcomer. Amen. Now, our Bible says if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Things that are honorable, things that are of a good report, things that tell me that God's got a good future for me, things that says that God's got a miracle for me right around my corner, that breakthrough is on my horizon. Think on these things. And when you meditate on good things, your spirit will begin to search the things of God, the mind of God, the Spirit of God, and understand that God has a promise for your life, that you weren't born in defeat, but you were born for victory, that you don't have to be overcome, but you are an overcomer. Because when I meditate on the Spirit, my heart searches the things of God. Oh, hallelujah. Stop being a victim. You've got in you what you need.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
You know, when I meditate, I'll say things like, this is what God wants to do in our church. This is what God wants to do with our ministry. This is what God wants to do in our school. And people look at me and they say, Pastor Jason, you're out of your mind. No, I'm not. I'm out of your mind. I ain't thinking the way you're thinking. Come on, amen. Some things that you're believing for, your friends are going to think you're crazy. Some of the dreams that you have on the inside of you, your own family will not understand. Your parents or your kids will look at you and scratch their head and say, I ain't never seen that before. Mom and dad are starting to act weird. They're hitting retirement age. What are they thinking? Come on now, amen. But you got to look at them and say, I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of your mind, because I got the mind of Christ. I got a spirit of revelation on the inside of me. I might not understand it all, but I'm going to be obedient to what God told me to do. And when I lay down and I think about the mind of Christ, my spirit will begin to search everything that's available to me. Hallelujah. You know what happens when I do that? My spirit says to me, Jason, you can do it. You can do it. You can do everything I've called you to do. You can run through a troop. You can leap over a wall. Jason, you're the one that can stand in the middle of a storm because you got the power of God on the inside of you. You don't have to give in to the people that naysay. You ain't got to worry about what people think about you. I've called you and separated you. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. How many know that? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You know, when you got that kind of thing going on inside of you, you can climb up out of your pit and out of your hole and take a stand like never before and say, I'm going to get up out of this mess. I ain't living in this mess no more. I know who I am in Christ. Mind, line up. Emotions, line up. Self, line up. I've had about all the whining and crying I can take. I can't take no more. I can't stand it anymore. I got the power of God on the inside of me. It's like a stick of dynamite. And I ain't holding back anymore. Why? Because God is fighting your battle, not you. The Spirit of God is fighting your battle. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes every tongue that rises against you, you got to condemn it. Come on, somebody shout, I'm going to meditate. Day and night in the Word. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, sometimes when you get quiet, it ain't because you ain't got nothing to say. It's because you set yourself aside to God and say, God, I'm going to meditate on you. Huh? I tell you what, I'd rather act by revelation any day of the week than by what somebody told me and be in fear and doubt about it. Give me the revelation, amen? Let me respond in the spirit and not the natural. Number four, if we're going to have a spirit of revelation, we're going to have to learn to live in faith. Somebody say live in faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says this, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. This is what Paul was saying. He's saying if you can keep people in unbelief so that they don't believe, then the light won't shine on them. So you have to learn to live by faith. See, God's a faith God. Somebody say he's a faith God. He's a faith God. So that means I have to say to God, God, you know what? I believe you. You will overcome so many things in your life if you'll just confess out of your mouth in the midst of what you're walking through. You know what? God, I believe you. We put too much stock in what we feel and what we see. Listen, if you only obey what you comprehend, you'll be too late. I'm going to try that again. If you only obey what you comprehend, you'll be too late. Sometimes you got to step by faith. Sometimes it's better to obey God the minute that you hear God and the minute that he speaks. Otherwise, yourself and your emotions and your mind will talk you out of it. We start adding up. I mean, back in the day when you used to have an important decision to make, you draw a line down the center of the page on the paper and you put on one side pros and put on the other side cons. We're going to figure this thing out. The reasons why we're going to do it and the reasons why we're not going to do it. And then after you get this whole list and there's still a few things that can be in the third column, I may ever end up with a third column. Why? Because when you get two Christians together, you always got three opinions. Because somebody's bound to be double-minded. Come on, amen. I'm trying to help you. And you sort of just go, well, I don't know whether I should or I shouldn't. And you kind of build a case for one way or the other. Listen, we cannot do that. He said his light shines where people operate in faith. His light shines where people operate in faith. You have to say this, Lord, I believe this is your will for me and I'm taking a step of faith. And somebody said, well, what if I get it wrong? Well, let me ask you this, what if you get it right? What if you get it right? Huh? Why is the first question out of our mouth every time we are required to do something by faith? Why is the first thing out of our mouth is what if I get it wrong? Why do we think that way? How many of you know you might try and succeed? How many know your faith might be rewarded? Here's one for you. What do you do when you have an experience with God and you have a major breakthrough with God and you go back to some folks and you try to explain everything that just happened to you and it kind of just falls all apart when you tell them about it and you go, man, what in the world just happened? Well, I don't get it. I mean, at that point in time, you got to live by faith. Not everybody's going to see what you see or understand what you say, but you got to live by faith. You got to come to believe that what God has done in you is greater than what you feel around you and the voices that you hear. That's how faith works. Come on now. I'm going to give you a secret right here. You can write this down if you want to. I say this a lot, but this is truth that'll change your life if you'll get it. Until your revelation becomes greater than your environment, you will always live in containment. Until your revelation becomes greater than your environment, you will always live in containment. You say, what do you mean? Until you begin to see what's on the inside of your life is greater than what you're seeing on the outside of your life, you will always be restricted in your life by what you see on the outside. Your life will be dwarfed, spiritually dwarfed. But hallelujah, once you begin to see what's on the inside is greater than what's on the outside, then you can break out of anything. Nothing can hold you. No situation, no circumstance, no sickness, no disease, no financial pressure, no family member. You can break out. The Spirit will break you out. The walls will come down and heaven will invade your life. The United Way has a motto. It says, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, let me clue you in on something else. A mind that is stretched to a new dimension can never return to its previous form. I'm going to try that again. A mind that is stretched to a new dimension can never return to its previous form. That's why God begins to say things to you on the inside that you've never seen before. And all of a sudden, you'll begin to get a vision for these things that you never thought you could even comprehend before. And you begin to dream bigger dreams. So what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about just in ordinary life. Just like if you've lived in Florida your whole life and you've been down here and you've never seen snow except for on TV or in the movies. And all of a sudden, somebody says, we're going to go up to the mountains this winter and go snow skiing. And you go up for the first time in your life and you experience snow for the first time in your life. When you come back to South Florida, how many of you know you're going to have a different revelation of snow? Huh? Why? Because you've tasted it, you smelled it, you touched it. Why? Because a mind stretched to a new dimension can never return to its former state.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.